Good morning, 97.1. Heather had it in her news yesterday, the push to improve Belle Isle. I think it could be so much more than it already is. It kind of feels like it's wasted. Need some updates, need some modernization, and just need to put a little more infrastructure into it. It's a gem and can be a gem, right?
There's no question. I mean, it's right there in the middle of everything. And it should be a destination.
So they have 11 potential improvements for the public to consider. And keep in mind, this is almost 1,000 acres. This is bigger than Central Park in New York. Are we getting the most out of Belle Isle? I would say we are not. So what do they want to do? Well, some of the options that they've discussed are extending the beach, creating more of that summertime spot for people to go. The boathouse, restore and reactivate Belle Isle's boathouse for public use. They've talked about a park cafe, canals and trails, talked about kids row, so create a bigger, better kids row playground. Everybody knows about the giant slide, but can you extend that, right? Have a little fun there.
Extend the giant slide, make it longer?
Sure. Piers and docks, they want more fishing potentially there, John. I don't know if that would get you out there, but they said if we're missing something, they want feedback. And I think it's a good conversation for us to have because I don't think we're getting enough out of Belle Isle.
I would love for there to be more piers and dock space and then it would allow anybody, if you're on the lake and you want to head into the river, you could dock at Belle Isle, hit the beach and enjoy the island. And if it would make all the other amenities that they're talking about here, trails and all of these things, to be a little bit more accessible by boat. If you're in the river fishing and you want to take a break, you want to have lunch, maybe you want to fry up a few walleye, be able to dock your boat, have a shore lunch on the beach. I think it would be amazing.
Heather?
You know what? I can't even remember the last time I've been to Belle Isle and really been there to enjoy Belle Isle. I've been there for work and things like that. But right now for me, what I'm doing are things for the kids. I need an attraction that I can take the kids to that's more than just a splash pad. I've got a splash pad down the street from my house, so I'm not going to go there for that. But like, I'll travel for, I don't know if this makes sense for Belle Isle, but a cool like hands-on children's museum or something really neat and specific for the kids is what will get me there. Because that's everything I'm doing right now revolves around my children.
And you're looking for something fun and different to do. The space is there. Capitalize on it.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is there, and maybe it's just make it more accessible.
What about like more of a social district, some like restaurants, and you do like drinks out on the water? I mean, there's enough space where you could carve that out, right?
I mean, sure, if you want to make it a tourist destination.
I think you do, right? I mean, there's enough park greenery there to still do trails and biking and outdoors, but also around the coast.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it that it's more natural.
Okay.
Me too.
And there's enough there that you could improve the structures that are already there with Belle Isle Park, spruce it up a little bit, put a couple more, play areas for kids. But I go back to the dock space. It's an island. It's in the middle of the Detroit River. It's not far from the lake, so allow people to dock there. And I mean, if it gets rough on the lake, you could come in there, wait out a heavy wind, have some time on the beach with the family. And especially if you're fishing and you've got people on the boat that don't necessarily want to fish, they're there for the sun and the fun. Take a break, go have lunch, hang out at the beach, but you need somewhere to tie up.
248-539-9797. What would you want to see them do with Belle Isle? They want the feedback. They want to make it so much more than it is. It can be a gem of Metro Detroit. It currently is being wasted by even their own admission. That's why they're looking for ideas. What about something like in Chicago, they have Navy Pier. Could you do something like that? Or is that too much? A pier where the kids can go and there's...
Yeah, there's a big old
Ferris wheel.
You don't like it.
If you want to improve the structures that are there, the buildings that are there.
You wouldn't build any new buildings on Belle Isle?
I mean, maybe something to go along with the boathouse. You could put a couple of, as long as they're done in a classic style.
Okay.
Like, I don't want a Taco Bell popped up out
I agree with you.
You know, I mean, that just to me, that just it's not going to do anything for the.
You don't want to over commercialize it,
right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
let's get to Matthew in St. Clair Shores. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What about this golf course again? They had one 20 years ago. I mean, we could build a new layout for it.
You could. Active outdoors, sure. Plenty of land.
Colin could go and disc golf, and you guys could go to the beach.
I'll go with the kids and go to the new playground.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful. Why not?
I agree.
Cool
I mean,
that.
Yeah. When it was there, was our disc golf, are they 18 holes like regular golf? Was there 18 holes out
sometimes,
there?
Sometimes, I don't know, like when I was around, honestly, I think it was back in the 90s that it was last open, but from what I heard, it was extremely popular, and unfortunately, the water took it away. So maybe make it a little more centered in the middle of the park or something, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, okay. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good option.
Ticket Texture says, I'm 100% with John. Docks and the shore lunch facilities on one side. No new buildings or hipster restaurants, Jeff, in South Lyon.
I mean, if they put some docks in and a fish cleaning station, there's a lot of boat launches that are on the river or in either lake, Lake Erie or Lake St. Clair, where you have a fish cleaning station. You could go there, clean your fish. You could have a shore lunch. It just, to me, that seems like it would be a perfect setup right in the middle of the river. It
says Copy Central Park, an ice rink. We got Campus Marshes.
Yeah.
Texter says, no permanent restaurants, a food truck area to rotate different options would be a nice addition.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm down with that. That would be nice.
It requires very little investment. I mean, Ticket Texter says, I'm 25. I've lived in the Detroit area my entire life. I've never been to Belle Isle, and I don't know anyone who has. This generation doesn't see the appeal, and they aren't going. It's a relic of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do most people go there for?
Currently?
Are they going for the beach? Like, what are most people going there for?
People ride bikes there. There's the aquarium. It's like, I think it might be the oldest aquarium.
That
it's not big,
reopened
though.
Reopened recently, right?
Yeah. It did, yeah. And Max from Michigan texts me. He says, enlarge and improve the aquarium. His kids loved it.
It is. It's just, it's old and it's small. So from his standpoint, yeah, like, let's make it bigger than it is.
Yeah, yeah. Enlarge it a little bit. Make it bigger. More offerings there. Make it somewhere where, you know, you got something to do on a summer day. Even a weekend in the fall or in the winter, you're like, what am I going to do? Hey, let's go down to the aquarium.
We went maybe two, three summers ago, and the aquarium was so small. I mean, I was picturing like something much more grand, and it could be so much more.
Yes.
Ticket Texter says, what about a beer garden with a kid's play park? Be fantastic.
Sure. Go get hammered and drive home with your kids.
You can have a drink.
Enjoy the outdoors.
Play and not be intoxicated to drive home.
Yeah.
Responsibly.
I would probably say add another option for getting out. I know I mentioned the boat docks. Add another option to drive out there so that you don't get, if it does become a destination, you're not backed up on one bridge.
We're boaters from Ohio. We've stayed at Belle Isle at the Detroit Yacht Club. I agree. They need more public dock space and access.
Yeah.
Let's get to Greg in Detroit. Greg, what do you want to do? It's 97.1.
Hey, I would like paddle boating and horseback riding.
Horseback riding.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Have some stables out there?
Is it big enough for
And a Jared Goff museum.
A Jared Goff museum.
Yes, I know, Greg. You love yourself some Jared Goff.
Yes, I do. And he's on a commercial, Old Spice commercial. Did you hear that?
I did see that.
I did, yes. Yeah.
He's doing well for himself. We're going to talk about Goff at the end of the hour here, by the way. There's a QB tier list out, the latest, and we'll get to where everybody in the NFL is and who belongs where. But he wants a little horseback riding and
paddle
boat.
Zoo?
Yeah.
Petting zoo, sure.
My kids love a good petting zoo.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. That would get the kids out there.
Yeah.
Pickleball courts on the ticket text.
There you go.
That's a surefire way to get people out there. We need an aquarium big enough for a whale shark.
Really?
On the ticket text, yeah. That's what they want. Why not just like little you know, teeny tiny aquatics?
It's a big old whale shark.
Josh and Warren, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So my idea is you take Belle Isle and you essentially turn it into a literal Coney Island. We have a Coney Festival. It's a fairgrounds. You have, like, Ferris wheel roller coasters. You bring in people from all over the state, like from the west side with cherries, people in the upper part with Mackinac fudge, and you bring it all down into one giant fairground down at Belle Isle, and you turn it into a big attraction. And it's a literally a Coney Island. You can have a Coney Festival, chili, you know, you can do a whole bunch of things like that where you bring people from all over the state and utilize it, and it's essentially our own fairgrounds.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Sure beats what's going on there right now.
I mean, to me, it would, I would take my family down there to something like that instead of, you know, we don't really have anything like that besides Armada, but you know, you have it in Detroit, but we have our own Coney Island, and we are known for Coneys. So why not utilize something themed like that and just roll with it?
I just think it plays super well in the summertime, too. Something like that, where you're getting people out and about, and it's social, and kids can go. I think that works.
Yeah, and I mean, people are sending me some examples of things that have been done in other places.
Yeah.
Like Coach Larry sent me one at Celebration Park Naples. It's kind of like that beer garden where you have an area to play for the kids. He's got a place for the adults to hang out. And even have a place where maybe you have to, you know, leave the bar, but go down on the beach and swim, and just a family destination where there's something for everyone. I don't know that I'm all for the Coney Island feel.
Okay.
Because if you do, now it goes back to what I said. You need to make the island more accessible.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be just the one bridge that's going out there.
Texas, bring over Eastern Market, Belle Isle Market. Yeah, you don't want to cheapen Eastern Market.
No, but you could do something on the weekends, like a farmer's market, have a space set up for that.
Of course. Texas says it's a state park. Leave it that way. I'm at Belle Isle every weekend. Well, the problem is not enough people are, and they're looking for feedback. We're taking it as well.
He wants to have it his own private island.
I know. 248-539-9797. People are loving this Coney Island idea on the ticket text. Some all caps, brilliant. We want feedback. We want to know what you guys think. Belle Isle used to have, you know, golf course, used to have the Grand Casino. What can you do to make Belle Isle better?